USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has mild symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Mark Meadows updating us on the status of President Trump as he's tested positive for COVID-19. Meadows continues.
The doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
As far as any complications that President Trump may face regarding COVID-19, Dr. Oz says...
So getting the virus is one thing, having a complication is another, as we've been debating throughout the pandemic. At age 74 and being 244 pounds, which takes his BMI over 30, which is the obese category, he's got those two risk factors.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen tested negative for COVID-19. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Lee from Utah did test positive and will remain isolated for the next 10 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
The nation's unemployment rate fell to 7.9% in September, employers adding 661,000 jobs during the month. The U.S. economy has recovered a little more than half of the payroll jobs lost to the coronavirus pandemic. With a little bit more on our top story of the day, as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on MSNBC reacts to the news.
We all receive that news with great sadness. I always pray for the president's family that they're safe. I continue to do so more intensified. And I know that he'll have the best of care. And that's what we want for everyone in our country.
President Trump receiving well wishes from around the world, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's wishing the president a speedy recovery. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new ABC News study found that 62% of adults worry that they or an immediate family member may catch COVID-19. Likely voters who express this concern favor Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. When it comes to worry, New York Times best-selling author and entrepreneur Rachel Hollis has some advice.
Number one, I think it's about giving yourself grace, that it is so human and so normal right now to feel overwhelmed or to feel anxious. One of the things that I do to bring my anxiety down is a gratitude practice. Every single day of my life, I start my day by writing down 10 things that have happened in the last 24 hours that I feel grateful for. And, I mean, this is something Oprah taught us, you know, 20 years ago, and I still use it today. And it really does force me to spend my day looking for good things.
The Supreme Court is taking up a long-running legal dispute over whether the FCC can loosen U.S. media ownership rules. In 2017, the Republican-led FCC voted to eliminate a ban in place since 1975 on cross-ownership of a newspaper and TV station in a major market. A lower court has thwarted the FCC's efforts to revise the rules. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.